The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Yes, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, is the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome to hour number two. Coming up in this hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 17 past the hour, 20 past the hour. The topics today, toxic bird seed. There's a Freon black market. And how about plastic water filters? Are they okay? Dr. Ginsberg with some answers to those questions coming up. At 34 past the hour, we call it Straight Talk from the Docs. Joining in will be Dr. Arthur Perry. And what are the topics for today's show?
Well, there are two topics for today's show that are really highlighted. The first is a warning letter that two of the skin cosmetic companies got for claims on their skin cream. They said they made you look much younger or more beautiful or got rid of wrinkles. And that woke up the FDA. And so the FDA sent them warning letters and is now patrolling, going to patrol, they aren't doing it yet, cosmetics much more closely than they ever had for, quote, ridiculous claims. And the second thing, and they actually, part of that notice was they said to the cosmetic companies, when you have to have a study, if you're going to say this is, you know, just saying it doesn't mean it's true. If you're going to say something about people looking younger, better, et cetera, you better have a study, and it has to be 100 patients. 100 patients or more. So we're going to get much better data, we think. And they actually fined L'Oreal and Lancome or whatever companies' names are that got the letters. Big deal. So Arthur's going to talk about that. And the second one is, what happens if a doc posts a patient photo without a name on the internet? What happens? And the interesting thing is there's a lot of digital signature embedded in the medical photos. And so it can identify you, and Arthur is saying don't ever agree to have your photo on the internet, even if you've had a great cosmetic result. This still can be a problem for you, so be very careful when you give permissions.
Well, very interesting. Straight Talk from the Docs, Dr. Arthur Perry, 34 past the hour, and we'll wrap today's show up with, of course, another Real Age Tip of the Week. What's the topic on this one?
This is how to lose weight, get healthy, and avoid eating disorders. How to lose weight, get healthy, and avoid... That sounds like an ideal tip, right?
Yeah.
All in a minute or less.
Okay.
How to lose weight, get healthy, and avoid eating disorders.
Okay, so I typically have to find a story that I can contribute to the show, and that has to do with losing weight. And some of my stories are a little bit off the beaten path, but we have Bridget, our dietitian, in today, so I'd like to get your opinion on this particular story. A woman claims she lost weight by eating nothing but Starbucks food, and she lost nearly 80 pounds on a Starbucks diet. Now, listen to this.
Did she die?
No, she's alive. No, let me give you the details and then come back at me. Almost everything she consumed came from Starbucks. She was about 210 pounds. Now she's 115 pounds. She started eating almost exclusively at Starbucks because it's convenient, she said, and the products had calorie information. Got her doctor's approval, and she's mixing it up and making sure she got protein, fruits, and vegetables. She did get to a high of 212 pounds. But it did become an issue when at 200 pounds, she was rejected as a kidney donor. So she started keeping a written food diary and then lost 10 pounds. And then she eventually lost 40 pounds. And she kept going, losing about 2 pounds a week at the beginning. And sometimes she ate as little as 870 calories a day. Okay? A daily menu for her would have...
How much did it cost her? I mean, was it...
I don't know.
Probably a fortune.
Well, I'm just saying, to get many calories, if all she's eating is that food, that means she doesn't have anything else at home to eat, right?
Well, she ate nothing but Starbucks. I mean, she might have brought it home, but she didn't do any food shopping. But let me give an example of what she ate. A daily menu would consist of oatmeal for breakfast, and a five calorie cup of coffee, fruit and cheese for lunch, and then a panini for dinner because it was filling. Okay, so that's what she did. So what do you think?
Well, I have a few thoughts running through my head right now. As Dr. Mike said, it had to have cost her a fortune to eat at Starbucks all the time. I do think that they offer some fairly healthy options in terms of snack food, maybe even their oatmeal I've seen with the nuts and dried fruit and whatnot. That is a great choice, I would say, for breakfast. I think that it's not surprising that she lost weight if she was consuming only 800-some calories a day. I'd be interested to see how she will maintain her weight loss long-term, because I think that for things like this, if she's not getting enough of the calories that she needs, that it's not going to be very likely that she's going to keep the weight off.
Well, she's still eating at Starbucks and eating enough calories to maintain her weight, which is 115.
Well, the second problem, if you will, is although she's lost weight, weight does not equal health.
Yeah.
Remember, many cigarette smokers use cigarettes to suppress appetite, get thin, and die of lung cancer, die of bladder cancer, die of heart disease, have impotence, have a lot of wrinkles, etc. So weight and health should not be said to be the same. And Starbucks, whether you like it or not, has a lot of sugar, simple carbohydrates, and saturated fat in their foods that cause you disease. You look good until you die. So I'm afraid that may be the case. But as Bridget said, you can have some healthy choices. They have great oatmeal. They have great nuts. And I don't know about the paninis.
They have popcorn. They have the bags of popcorn. I haven't picked those up to.
And coffee, of course, is healthy.
This is what she said, and she said it's a big difference, stark contrast, to when she struggled with obesity. She had sleep apnea all the time. Her joints hurt, and it hurt to stand up, and I was in real trouble. Now she has no medical problems, takes no medication, and feels like she's 15 years old.
It is that obesity causes a lot of problems. Obesity does bring on type 2 diabetes, does bring on arthritis, does bring on sleep apnea. So she's gone from 210 to 130, I think.
115.
115.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. We should applaud that. And it's great. The type of way she got there isn't necessarily the best. But if you can get there and stay there from that, and you get rid of your medical problems and don't ignite other ones, fantastic. More power to her.
Yeah, and not to mention that constantly, as you guys mentioned, constantly dining out, is eating healthy on a budget is a top priority for most people. But again, I think making food at home is probably a better option when you're watching your weight closely, right?
Right, especially because it's so much cheaper to buy a container of oatmeal and have oatmeal every day at home than it would be to spend $4 for oatmeal at Starbucks every morning.
Yeah, and one of the great ways, by the way, you can cook steel-cut oatmeal every Sunday and have, if you like it every day, put different raisins or cinnamon or whatever you want, make it different. But it stays really good in the refrigerator, so I make it once a week and it lasts the week.
Do you like my stories?
Yeah, I love your stories.
It takes me a week to find one of these gems. Well, I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought, here's a woman that had all these medical problems but ends up going to Starbucks to lose weight. Give me a minute, Mike, on this traffic story you talked about in the break. Traffic may keep folks awake. Well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it actually resulted in serious insomnia. That is, insomnia that left the people with illnesses in about 2.5% of cases. And so the message is, if that's happening to you, you got to move. Or at least put on, you can buy machines that drown out. They're not expensive. They're under $30. Buy a machine that drowns out all the sounds. It cancels. It's a sound canceling machine. So you can sleep and cancel out those noises for yourself.
All right, we'll be back. Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up. Toxic bird seed, a black market for Freon, and plastic water filters. Some of the topics he'll cover coming up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Not not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-226-5454. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Streaming live, by the way, at gabradio.com, gabradio.com. Dr. Arthur Perry coming up at 34 past the hour. Welcome back after an absence of much too long. Our toxicologist, what's toxic, what's not, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Dr. G, it's been too long, my friend, too long.
Hey, guys, I'd like to say that I've been talking with an Australian accent now, but I can't get the New York out of me, so not quite yet, but I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. So it's good you're here today.
And I don't hop like a kangaroo yet either.
Well, for those who maybe just be tuning into the show, what you're talking about is you spent some time in Australia, and while you were there, got married, right?
Yeah, right, and bringing my Aussie bride back to the States. So it's all good. And what I wanted to talk about tonight with you guys is a couple of cases of illegal things that are actually bad for the environment and bad for the planet, and maybe bad for birds. For example, the first story, you know, it's just outrageous, and as a toxicologist, you know, it's hard for me to sit still for this stuff. You think when you're buying bird seed that you are helping the birds, not poisoning them. And this was a case where the Department of Justice and the EPA, Federal Department of Justice, had to take action against Scotts, which is a major maker of Miracle-Gro, and see them advertised all the time. And I'm sure in many other areas they're doing the right
thing. And they actually do a lot of right things.
Right, but they got a lot of bad press over this. Just broke in the news, $12.5 million in fines for putting pesticides, insecticides, in their bird seed, which can be very toxic and kill birds, because they wanted the bird seed to not get infestations from bugs while it's in storage. So that's clearly illegal. They broke a lot of laws. They're paying $12 million in fines. They've apologized online to saying that this is something we've learned, quote-unquote, learned a lot about what not to do. Nevertheless, one of those toxic stories. Now, I'm not saying Scotts anymore has the pesticide. They apparently have cleaned up their act. One of the things you want to do is when you buy bird seed is try to get it from the most reputable source. Sometimes the local source is better anyway for the birds.
So they did that to prevent it in storage from getting infestations.
Exactly. Because insects will get into all those seeds and rich nutrient-dense storage, and will decrease what's really saleable to the public. So they try to maximize profits by using insecticides, which can kill birds. So they've stopped doing that, fortunately.
Is this going on with any other people that produce bird seed?
Good question. Hopefully the Department of Justice and the EPA are sampling. That's a matter of the reason they got caught was because they got sampled.
What's it do to the birds? What's it do to the birds?
It would slowly poison them. You wouldn't necessarily see a dead bird at your feeder, but they might fly off and die, or over time it would accumulate and make them sick. So they might fall off a tree in the woods, and you know you might not see it right at your feeder. But anyway, fortunately, that practice has stopped.
All right, that's good to know. Now then, there's a Freon black market out there. Is that the other one you're talking about?
Yeah, the other illegal thing, and this is something that consumers can actually have an effect on. There has been, because of the ozone hole problem in the atmosphere from chlorofluorocarbons, the Montreal Accord said we're going to ban a particular one that was really nasty for the ozone hole, and that was CFC-22. And so the CFC-22 works pretty well on the older equipment, and EPA has required newer equipment that you don't need that CFC. But if you have an old air conditioner, an older car air conditioner, for example, CFC-22 works better. And so this company, the largest appliance parts company in the country, has been illegally smuggling CFC-22 into the United States, making huge profits from China, bringing this in and putting this back up into the atmosphere, because of those people who haven't been paying attention to the ozone problem, the CFCs from our refrigeration units, they eventually find their way up into the upper atmosphere, stratosphere, and punch holes in the ozone layer. And anyway, so this company's been found out. Again, they have to stop smuggling this black market CFC into the country, but others are doing it because of the older refrigeration units and air conditioner units. So if you're a consumer and you've got an older air conditioner unit, you want to make sure that you're getting the right CFC, not a CFC, but the better version of Freon into your refrigeration, so you're not contributing to this black market smuggling, climate change, and ozone hole change problem.
New units now. We were investigating new units for our home in Florida. New units now are apparently using a synthetic form of Freon. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. It's still a little bit of a contributor to the climate change and to the ozone hole layer, but much safer than the older version. So it's all phasing out the bad to phase in the good. So your newer equipment since 2010 is better for the planet.
Okay, from your mailbag, Dr. G, are plastic water filters okay?
Yeah, I got contacted by Keith in Connecticut, who asked, you know, his wife wanted to put a countertop water filter on, and it was in plastic housing. Carbon filter in plastic housing, will plastic leach into the water? And the answer to that, Keith, and to all others who may be concerned about what their water is housed in, what their water filter does, plastic is not going to leach all that much, but I'd recommend, to play it safe, to flush the filter for a good 15 to 30 seconds before you drink it, because bacteria could accumulate on the filter if you haven't used the filter for a while, and also anything in the lines that may be leaching, like from the plastic housing, you are flushing through, and then you're really drinking the freshest, purest water that's been properly filtered. You don't need to have a water filter with a sediment filter on it if you're drinking city water that already has been filtered for the sediment. You just need a carbon filter to get rid of the chlorine taste and the chlorine chemicals.
Gary, after I tweeted the story today, we got an email from someone in California who said they store water in case of an earthquake in old plastic milk bottles. And they said, will they get stuff from the plastic leaching in? And
I would say store it at cooler temperatures to have the least amount of leaching. The old plastic water bottles are not number two recycling on it. Those are actually pretty good. They won't leach BPA. They're actually the better storage than some other plastics.
So I wrote back that to survive an earthquake, if you're in such a bad earthquake, you should need the water from the water bottles. Then drink it.
Exactly. That's a good survivalist way to think.
Hey, do you know, I went to buy a can of compressed air to clean out my keyboard and computer. I got carded. Yeah. I got carded. I was asked for my age.
Well, those fluorocarbons or whatever propellants are in there, there might be a little bit of alcohol. You might be able to spread yourself up, and then you may fail a breathalyzer test. Who knows, Joe?
Well, I said, what are you carding me for? And the woman at the desk said, well, we want to make sure you're old enough to get high. I said,
oh, so there may be a propellant in there that could.
And you said, I get high every time I use my computer, right? It's just an orgasmic experience typing on the computer.
And I didn't get away with telling him I was 28. She said,
So you're not a cleaner sniffer. Hopefully.
No.
Not a glue sniffer.
Hey, Dr. G, good to have you back. We'll look forward to your appearance every week here on the show. Thanks, my friend.
Happy to be back from Australia. Talk to you soon.
Great. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? If you want to email us a question that Dr. G can answer, you can do that at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, or for that matter, any of our regular guests or any situation you may need an answer from Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com. Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry, coming up with Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older
And we mean everyone, to get vaccinated.
Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Profile America, Sunday, September 9th. California became the 31st state on this date in 1850, just 1 year after the discovery of gold within its borders. The gold rush started a steady flow of migration to California, and through the years, people have been attracted to the state for various reasons. Its climate, jobs in Silicon Valley, aerospace, the entertainment industry, and in agriculture. When admitted to the Union, California was home to 93,000 people. Today, it is the largest state in the U.S. with a population of more than 37 million, about 12% of the nation's total population. California is notable for its wide racial and ethnic diversity. Nearly 38% of its residents are of Hispanic origin. You can find more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur!
I am here, Mike. How have you been?
Good. I should introduce you to the third person in the room. It's Bridget.
Hello.
Bridget's a dietitian who's been helping us with some nutritional stuff. But Arthur, now talk to me about patient photos on the internet. When you did that Botox on me, did you put it on the internet?
You know, I think at least one of your Botoxes is out there, Mike. I think we did a video, didn't we? And so
I remember us doing it for the Oz Show, and I think we also did it for Oprah Radio one day in the dark, I think.
That's right. And that might have been was that the first time I did your Botox? I think it was. When you were in a very small chair, I was way above you. There was no light in the room, and it was about 5:30, and it was very daring of you to do that. The hands were shaking. No, they weren't shaking. But Mike, seriously, now that you have permitted me to show your photographs and videos of your procedure, and many patients also do the same thing. They sign releases and they say, "Go ahead and use my photographs to show other patients." And explain different procedures, and it's very valuable to people. But in the internet era, Mike, it's a little different because when we now put photographs of patients on the internet, we have to get a special consent. Now, where it gets a little tricky is when we show photographs that don't identify the person. So, you know, when we're talking about breasts or bellies or liposuction, even in the medical journals, we do not have to have signed consent forms when they're not identifiable as a person, right?
Absolutely.
But here's where it gets very tricky, Mike, and this is not something I even realized until this week. There was a case in St. Louis where 10 women sued a plastic surgeon because they found photographs of themselves on the plastic surgeon's website. Now, Mike, these were breast augmentation pictures, so why should they be upset? They were unidentifiable, right?
Well, it depends how they did it, but very tough to tell.
That's right.
Now, I don't know this from experience, are they?
That's right. Well, it's hard to identify those breasts, but, Mike, if you know what you're doing with the internet, you can go to the top of your web browser and click on View Source, and that changes the entire internet web page from a bunch of photographs and a bunch of words to HTML code, and it gets really tricky here.
But Son of a gun, I didn't even know that thing existed, but there on this computer, when I looked at this picture just now of you, it says View Source, and it says where it's from in HTML language.
That's right. And you know what, Mike? When I take a photograph of a patient in my office and I identify that patient for my personal computer, it embeds in the photograph the name of the patient and the date the photograph was taken. And unless you know that, and a lot of people don't realize that, unless you know that, when you send that photograph onto your website, unbeknownst to you, you just identified the patient and violated HIPAA.
Can you de-identify them on those?
Yes, you can. You can do it, but you have to know what you're doing. And in this case in St. Louis, the doctor obviously didn't know what she was doing, and she put 10 people's photographs with their embedded names.
Was one of them the, whatever it is, the Princess of England? Or whatever her name is.
Kate Middleton.
Yes, Kate.
I don't think so. But 10 women are suing it. And boy,
that talk about suing. She had unauthorized pictures taken.
Yeah, but I read that, Mike, and I have yet to see those photographs, but I will be looking. I'll be looking. Now, she was in a private compound, I understand, and a very, very large telephoto lens was used to violate her privacy. So that's different than...
Those were taken, they said, from a half mile away. I can't even see someone a half mile away.
Yeah, well, you know, it just goes to show you can't get naked anywhere anymore, Mike. You just can't.
Arthur, speaking about getting naked and improving skin, this is a great segue, isn't it? What about the FDA all of a sudden saying that skin cosmetic claims, all of a sudden have to have some validity?
You and I have been waiting for this since we first started talking about it about 7 years ago. When you hear these advertisements on the radio and on television, Mike, they're just getting worse and worse. You know, the skin creams...
You're not talking about the political ads.
Yeah, I am. But no,
the political ads exempted themselves from telling the truth. Do you know? I mean, it's just like politicians exempted themselves from, if you will, the no-call zones. Mm. They also exempted themselves from having to tell the truth in their ads.
Oh, well, it would figure. But no, these are skin creams. And also, as you know, those different nutritional supplements that make wild claims like will restore your memory to what it was like when you were 20, right? But these things have been largely ignored by the FDA. And you and I know why. You know, the FDA has an enormous, enormous charge. They're responsible for the entire food supply of the United States.
Right, they are responsible for patrolling something on the order of 30% of all commerce in the United States.
It's amazing. Food and drugs and
the
medical devices.
Of it is not just whether it's competition, but whether it's safe.
Yeah, and so that's why when you see a skin cream making a claim that it will alter your genes, and you and I both know that's ridiculous. But when we see that, we realize the reason the FDA hasn't cracked down is that they just don't have the manpower. But they did this week. They issued two warning letters, and one of them, Mike, was to L'Oreal. And that's an enormous company. And when they go after L'Oreal, what they're really doing is telling the entire industry, you better stop it now. But L'Oreal, one of their skin creams, I guess it's in the Lancome line, they've got something called Gene Feek. Yeah, I guess I'm pronouncing that right. I guess the women know how to pronounce this one, G-E-N-E-F-I-Q-U-E. And the claims on their website and in their advertising, they said it boosts the activity of genes and stimulates the production of youth proteins. And it goes on and on. There's lots of things. It also says it improves the condition around stem cells and stimulates cell regeneration to reconstruct skin to a denser quality. You know, is that true? Is it not true? That's not the issue as far as the FDA is concerned. But when you make claims like that, you no longer have a skin cream. You've got a drug. And as a drug, you know what has to be done. The company has to apply to the FDA for a new drug application. And when they bring something like this to market, it's no longer a skin cream, which has no requirement for testing whatsoever and validation of claims. What the a drug has the great testing requirement, and it costs many millions of dollars to do that. So the FDA warned L'Oreal, and they also warned Greek Island Labs, which has even more ridiculous claims, you know, blemish-free skin in 3 days, things like that. And they really sent a message to my industry, because as you know, I have skin creams, and to all of us out there that don't do that stuff. You know, be reasonable.
And when we come back, Arthur, I want to talk about those lasers and ultrasound for weight loss. You said we're going to find a reshaping of the industry as these new tools come for weight loss and for, if you will, contouring. So we've got a couple questions on that, as well as the question about a laser for a port wine birthmark. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Do you have anything else you really have a burning desire to talk about, Arthur? Can I talk about the laser and ultrasound for weight loss?
Those are great topics, so I will be on the edge of my seat trying to figure out what I'm going to tell you in a minute.
I don't believe that. So the net result of the skin cream thing, do you think we will get more honest claims?
We will, Mike, because the FDA doesn't fool around. They're going to seize hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of material if they don't do something. So it'll change.
We'll be right back. You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save.
save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for Kim, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, coming to you from WOR in beautiful downtown New York, from the Cleveland Clinic Lyndhurst branch, the engineer in Vero Beach, the producer in New Jersey, the satellite uplink in Colorado. Wow. It's really amazing. You don't need to be any place near each other to do this show.
And that's a good thing. Because we fight too much when we're in person. No, that's
Cheryl writes, I was wondering if a laser used on my port wine birthmark could cause my collagen to thin. The birthmark is on my upper lip to my nose and on the right side. Now in my 50s, it looks different than the left side does. I think it's left a scar in an L shape. Is that possible?
And the answer is... yeah, you know, what port wine stains are, Mike, they are called arteriovenous malformations. They're a connection that has gone wrong between the blood vessels in the body. And people are born with these, and they're usually confined to the skin. But they can actually go all the way down through the tissues and into the brain. There's a syndrome called Sturge-Weber syndrome, which you probably remember, which is those type of...
I always thought it was Sturge-Weber.
Well, I've never met the guy, so it could be, but it depends on what medical school you went to, I suppose, how they pronounce it. But anyway, the type of malformation is associated with an increase in blood flow. So we see people like Gorbachev. He's a good one. He's got a port wine stain on his forehead, and people remember that because it was photographed so often. So the treatment of these things has been since the late 1970s lasers. And we started with the argon laser way back then, but we have much better lasers now because the argon laser created too much heat in the skin and created too much scarring. The newer lasers are called YAG lasers, YAG, and it stands for a very complicated laser word.
But there's less scarring with the newer one?
There's less heat generation, that's correct, and so there's less scarring, and it's more efficient.
So this person's 50, so she probably would have used the argon from decades ago.
May well have. And yes, that can cause all sorts of scarring within the skin, and it gets a little stiff. But also, Mike, when the laser does work, it actually reduces the thickness of the tissue because it's actually destroying the blood vessels. So these big, beefy, what we call lesions, which are just growths of tissue on the skin, become less visible and less protuberant. And the goal of this treatment is to not have any height difference of the skin. But what the laser can do is cause a little depression in the skin because it's destroying the blood vessels. So there's a few different things that go on with the laser. We destroy blood vessels, but we create scarring within the skin. So what she's saying is absolutely true. No question, these lasers can all create scar.
Huh. Okay. Let's go to the other topic. Now, you told me a couple weeks ago about a laser or an ultrasound and recontouring the body like liposuction used to do. Liposuction really was taking out a making things symmetrical or taking out fat where you didn't want it. And it really was about contouring, right?
That's correct.
Or making the shape different.
Right. And we do not want to do suction for people who are severely overweight. It's not a method of weight loss. And you know, Mike, you remember the days in the 1980s when liposuction, and by the way, in Chicago, we called it liposuction, but everywhere else in the world, it's liposuction. But I still stayed with the Chicago pronunciation. So when in the 1980s, liposuction was first introduced in the United States, came from France, came to the United States in 1983. And by 1985, it was the most common procedure done in cosmetic surgery. It was really revolutionary. But what happened was people started suctioning more and more fat. And by the early 1990s, they were removing as much as 20 pounds of fat. And those were the days in the mid-1990s that there were hundreds of liposuction deaths in the United States because of too much fat removed and too much lidocaine, the anesthetic, administered. So now we've kind of gone back the other way, and we're all removing less fat, and it's very, very safe now because we've learned the lessons of what happens when we take too much. But, Mike, what you're talking about is not the liposuction that has been very, very popular. In fact, by the way, last year, the most popular cosmetic procedure in the United States. But we're all searching
liposuction
for...
Liposuction, or liposuction was the most common one?
Yeah, it goes back and forth with breast augmentation. 1 year it's breast augmentation, 1 year it's liposuction. I believe last year it was liposuction. I may be wrong, but they kind of, you know, it's like a horse race. 1 year it's one year it's the other. But they are perennially very popular. But everybody's looking for the non-operative solution in so much in medicine and certainly in cosmetic surgery. Wouldn't it be great if you could just take this machine and wave it at the skin and destroy the fat? So you know, that's what's going on now, Mike. And there are lasers, and you mentioned ultrasound, which is another method of energy delivery. So when we think of these things, we've got to destroy fat. And the way we destroy it is by delivering energy to the fat. Energy of almost any type, it either heats up the fat cells and destroys them, or it shakes them so hard that they explode. And that's actually one type of ultrasound does it that way. So the lasers, Mike, the lasers...
Now the fat, it turns out, goes into the bloodstream and gets it. You know, we're going to not have the tip of the day if I don't stop this, Arthur. So we're going to continue on fat with lasers next time. But now let's do the tip of the week.
You, the owner,
how to lose weight, get healthy, and avoid eating disorders. If you're a woman, it's likely that you or other women you know are wondering how to lose weight and get healthy. Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau got it right. Becoming the new feminine ideal requires just the right combination of insecurity, exercise, bulimia, and surgery. Ironically, the more pressure society puts on girls and women to look real thin and photoshopped of all flaws, the more they struggle with obesity and self-esteem. 70% of adults are overweight or obese, and it's estimated that 30% of kids are too. No one, not even women under the age of 50, are exempt from the "I should be thin," or women over the age of 50 either. Emotional roller coaster. A new report reveals that 62% of older women believe their weight or shape is a major bummer. Many have eating disorders, and a significant number vomit, take diet pills, or use laxatives to control weight. We want you to take a slow, deep breath and consider this. You can boost your self-esteem, make your real age younger, lose weight, get stronger, and feel happier without adapting extreme and extremely harmful habits. We'll talk about how next week. Ah, that's a terrible tease, right?
That is.
But for now, thanks for Bridget, Dr. Arthur Perry, Gary Ginsberg, and, of course, our engineer, Sonar, and Joe Gluski. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-226-5454. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.